Hello everybody, this is Arek Skuza and welcome to Artificial Intelligence and Business Automation Podcast. My name is Arek and it's going to be a 10 years and the end of this year since I decided to step into artificial intelligence and work as a consultant. I'm also a leader at Dallas-based Future Processing Center of Excellence for Artificial Intelligence and data monetization. Most of my time, I focus on transforming my clients' AI ambitions into real-world results. And by real-world results, I understand ROI, return of investment. Most of my time, I am working with pragmatic C-level leaders that have experience with technology, business process transformation. I spend time in many industries, many verticals, including transportation, energy, healthcare, food processing, finance, and e-commerce. What sets me apart is my unique blend of people-centric leadership and project expertise, especially with AI and data. And if you are interested in AI and data, you want to be a modern leader. By modern leader, I believe modern leaders are people that are trying to unlock their time and their workers and employees, co-workers, colleagues' time by using artificial intelligence and data monetization so these people can work on more inspiring, creative tasks. This is the podcast for you. Today, the topic is my project, which I finished, and I want to share with you the takeaways that really deliver results. So this is really case study. I'm talking about Maspex Group. Maspex Group is a massive company in Europe that is a food processing company, alcohol and non-alcohol beverages producer with several thousand people on the payroll and working in many countries. And it's famous for also delicious chocolate, coffee, orange juices, other juices that are very healthy for the customers. And that used to be my customer 3 years ago. We started working on a project. The project was 2 years. And it's very interesting area because the project was about making sure that artificial intelligence and data analytics can deliver results, but from IT and business alignment perspective. So if you stay here and listen to that podcast, you will actually get something very practical, how to achieve a proper coordination and synchronization between business and IT, but also why it's fundamental for bringing to life proper data and artificial intelligence through innovation, people motivation, software alignment, software purchase strategy, and business process synchronization between IT and business departments. So this is something that we need to consider as the main core of this project. So what I'm going to share with you guys is the challenges we have, change implementation strategy, and the results that were obtained in this particular case. Let me start with introduction. So this case study will present the results of the project that Maspex Groups named IT Ecosystems. Maspex Groups, as I mentioned, is a company operating in the food industry, specializing in the production and distribution of wide range of drinks and food. They have a very, very well-known brands in Central Europe. Imagine a company like Nestle or Coca-Cola or Unilever combined together, except for personal hygiene products and things like that. So that's what is a Maspex Group. It's a massive company, the stock exchange base. So you really need to be responsible for the results you deliver in that particular example. This project was developed to standardize cooperation between the IT department and business units through data analysis and automation, including AI, to improve project reporting and implementation processes. The solution aimed at early detection of unprofitable and risky projects were also presented, as well as creating a single source of knowledge for everybody after the project. So imagine you want to make sure that the business collaborates with IT properly. Innovative ideas, development ideas, all of that stuff is delivered in a specific way and automatically scored. You have a software licenses that everybody knows how to use it and where to find them. So that stimulates innovation. And at the end of that, you have KPIs that people need to make sure they will follow in their projects. And all of that is centralized as a hub knowledge that everybody can go and use it. As I mentioned, MassPex is a several thousand people company. I believe it's like 10,000 people company. So massive access to good practices, how to leverage AI, how to measure the projects and things like that. It's critical for this particular situation, because otherwise the project and the effort might not deliver the expected results. Okay, so let's start with the challenges. First challenge was standardization of the IT business cooperation process. As a consultant, I barely ever discovered the wheel again. There is so many beautiful frameworks and approaches that were well tested. And I'm always interested in them, because if I use something that was already used and I understand that framework, I use that framework properly, I can send a lot of time of my customers and shorten the time to market, which means that the research phase is squeezed to the minimum because I'm using a framework, a path that was already successful. So that's what I was looking for. So in this particular example, I leverage a framework named BITA, Business IT Alignment. It's a very structured approach to make sure that you standardize the process. So first challenge was that the company decided to revise cooperation standards, identify, eliminate obstacles to project implementation, and introduce a uniform system for collecting expectations from internal customers, and make sure that if the business of the company collect that expectations properly, then it will simplify and help IT to understand that expectations from business quickly and respond promptly. The second challenge we faced was diverse requirements from business units. The challenge was need for business units to define the specifications of projects requirement precisely and clearly. By the way, guys, if you want to learn more or get that knowledge I'm sharing here in the written form, you can visit rxcusa.com and find that article in my project section. Coming back to this one, a precise definition of requirements is critical to enable the project team to work effectively. That's pretty obvious. Clearly define the scope of work, minimize errors in the final product. But in a company like this one, it's hard to implement. The challenge is to make sure that everybody will go to that website, finish up this boring form, the questionnaire, and hopefully wait that the innovation unit will respond when and how they can start working on your product. In this case, it's not the case. First thing is, we don't have so much people that can step into AI and be ready just right away. So when you have a concept, when you have an idea, you will just sketch it by yourself. Let's say it's possible. And then you will actually make it in a standardized form and send it to IT department so they can leverage their knowledge and make it happen. But there is a question. how to make 10,000 people fill up the same form and make it the same sketch, and at the same time send it in the proper form, and the IT will be interested in developing that concept. And that will take us to the third challenge: insufficient standardization of progress indicators or KPIs in development projects. So during the work, the consulting work, I realized there was also a need to define a catalog of progress indicators in development projects to facilitate monitoring and assessment of the progress. Maspex Group was definitely interested in conducting project, listen to people, get the requirements or expectations from the business, put them on the pipeline, and measure the progress and make the gateway that also will help them to start those initiatives that will highly, highly provide the results for the company. But also at the same time, they want to make sure that the system will score those ideas automatically, because otherwise IT needs to read so many papers, so many different forms, and it will get stuck. By the way, in the companies like that, you can get the ideas, experiments concept, POC concepts, and other form of initiatives from people. IT can get in many different forms. It can be a conversation over coffee. It can be an email, phone call, text message, Slack message, and other things. You don't want that. You want to give people ideas to contact with you on through many different channels, but you want to make sure that each channel get that message right. So then you can make sure that artificial intelligence, data analytics projects will land in a different pipeline with high priority than other concepts which are not so close to company overall and business strategy KPIs. So company also realized that they are spending money on a software that can be either replaced because it's not very innovative software, doesn't use AI component, predictions and automation, but the company also purchased a lot of licenses, and people are not aware of what kind of software they can use. So in the future, they can actually stop buying additional licenses or additional new software and trigger people to use the current one in your project. So putting another way, how to make sure that the person that wants to enhance SAP system or internal CRM with GenAI will actually start using the GenAI or SAP software enhancement that is already in use, and first check this software if can be used, not buying the new one just by the definition. That's very hard, because you need to make sure that the whole catalog of all the software you have, it's very available to everybody and is actually in the place. So everybody who is uploading the business idea or is integrating with ID on the strategy level knows what it's possible. But this is also another challenge, because if you purchase licenses of AWS or Microsoft, each specific software have so many different features that making sure that people will grasp them quickly is not that easy. But only then you can stop buying additional licenses or doubling them or whatever else. So that's the thing. And imagine now that you have people that wants to use your KPIs, indicators of projects, central database of software, automated processes, upload new ideas and supply IT with them. How to do it? So the last challenge of the project that we designed with Group Maspex, and I was working with amazing people, beautiful brains like Evelina Strykowska, Luke Vala, the guy who is in charge of IT and disruption department, and Chris, who is actually leading IT department, Rob Favreau, that is a vice president of the company, and those guys wanted to make it easy for the employees. By making that easy for the employees, I mean they want to make sure that all that knowledge is centralized and is actually put into action, which means that people can reach somewhere and use that. And micro-learning and bite-sized learning strategy was actually something we pick up for this particular project. What I mean by that, I mean that we wanted to have chunks like 10, 15, 20 seconds video chunked together in a chain so people can actually quickly grasp the knowledge when they are on the fly or they just like have a break between tasks and things like that. So it's not like we were conducting workshops and trainings. We want to give them and democratize that knowledge so really everybody can use that. Obviously, that was attached to incentives, so we had to work with HR department and something like that. So very interesting thing, very challenging thing. So that's challenges. But now let me do a grasp of the change strategy, what we did and the strategic level and the tactical level to make it happen. By the way, if you want to read details, rxcusa.com, it's the place to go. And then you will find the blog post, which is about Maspec's group. And then you can grasp them all. But coming back to the strategy, first one. In terms of standardization of IT business cooperation process, analyzing the current cooperation process between IT department and business unit was something critical, and introduce them to business IT alignment framework, which I mentioned before. That framework, it's a marvelous thing. The reason for that is because it gives you so much advantage that it's a standardized structured process. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just take something that is there, you put it in place, people understand the flow of work, the work is structured and other things, and boom, you can move forward and start implementing that. Historical data was used to better understand where there are challenges in the process, where unplanned process stops occur, and where the process falls short. That was very critical, and management and IT and disruption took care of that a lot. They want to make sure that people are really, really saying us the truth. What doesn't work between business and IT? And I need to tell you guys, the motivation between that was actually coming from the fact that people wanted to share, because when they see the framework and introduce them to, they realize there is really a hope for change. And disruption department was actually taking care a lot about making that process very, very transparent. What I mean by transparent is they were basically using a lot of mural and whiteboards when we were sketching out everything and sharing that everything with people. They really want to share, because when they saw that we can actually get that things together, they were really, really sharing with us a lot of data, a lot of obstacles that were in place, so we can actually help them to define the road, the path, and everything what is needed to make sure that we can move forward, put the BITA framework and change that business cooperation. That obviously gave us opportunity to create a lot of standards, a lot of things that will actually on the roadmap automatically driven by us. Because if you have a ready to go framework, which as a consultant I love to do, you know how to structure things right away here at this meeting, not later. A set of recommendations was prepared then, and after presentation to the steering committee made of board of directors and board members and disruption managers of Maspec's groups. So after the presentation to the steering committee, the disruption team and business lies were translated into an action plan. All of the expectations were created as a roadmap. That was very critical. I use here a 0-to-1 framework, which basically is a framework that I use for making sure that we know where we are, so what is our current position, and where we want to go. That gives me an opportunity to create a lot of information that are very precise because are task-driven and actually bring a lot of action. And that was created as a plan for steering committee, was accepted. And then we moved to point number two, which was support people, group people in the process of submitting and implementing ideas/requests for a development project. That's a critical part of business being integrated into IT work. The organization of detailed workshops and meeting was based here as the part of the analysis and making sure that data, artificial intelligence, and the software are considered by people from are considered by the company as tools or priorities of actions. So we also leverage a lot of historical data, look at the current project and the previous projects, and make sure we build the automation scoring system with help of data analytics and AI. That's very critical because imagine, I mentioned at the beginning the challenge. If you have people uploading innovative ideas, requirements, and things like that, business people, over many different channels like text, email, phone call, and things like that, you want to make sure that first people understand the KPIs, so the ideas/requirements are actually aligned with the KPIs, because otherwise there is no point to just share them as ideas. I mean, you can always do it, but obviously there are priorities in business and you want to make sure with these priorities that they are coming there and people understand those. So first of all, we want to make sure people check that. Second, remember please about the software. We want to make sure that people check that AWS option, check that Azure options, check that GPS software, check that Workspace by Google features. And before they start asking for buying another software, another licenses, because they want to suggest the change, they have a 100% understanding what is already in the company and how they can use it. So imagine you want to trigger that, all of that things before people even request for the change, request for the plugin, request for the new feature and things like that. So to trigger that, we had to really automate the process of collecting ideas, requirements, scoring them, standardizing this process, categorize them, and then putting them on a matrix. So if that particular idea will fall into the specific place on the matrix, it will have a go or no go when it comes to implementation. And we need to also understand that defining the progress indicators was critical. You remember at the beginning, I shared that they want to start projects, they want to listen to people, and that's what's beautiful about Maspex group. But they also want to know if the specific project will deliver results. But they don't want to say kill or no kill. They want to sure they want to do something like predictive resulting, which means that if you measure a project properly, you are able to predict if that particular project has a chances to get that results before they will say kill or no kill. You can only do that if the project from the very beginning is monitored by IT and business together. So that's why business alignment is important. 2-3 KPIs is important. And then you can start measuring. And the last element of that is it's delivering a complete list of software. But this is very tricky, because if I say we want to deliver a list of the software, it seems like we will open a spreadsheet or something, we'll put all the software names in that with a little bit of the description, and that's it. And you have that. But that's not the truth. Because the problem is that it's not about cataloging, it's ecosystems. So you have a lot of software. In this company, you have really a lot of software. I cannot share that due to no disclosure argument, but it's a lot of different software you use in that company. And then you want to make sure that it's cataloged properly. That means that the ecosystems are created. By integrating them into categories, you have ecosystems. But what that means, categories, it's not like office tools or something tools. It's basically priorities. How this specific software is important for group Maspec's progress. Let me give you an example. This is a food processing company. One of the important parts is a quality control. So that the software that controls the quality of food or beverages is more important than Microsoft Office. Doesn't matter how many documents you create, it's still more important. So first of all, you want to make sure that you catalog that. Second, each ecosystem needs to have a supervisor, not only for maintenance purposes, but also for development purposes. Example, if you run AWS and you see there are new tools coming to the market, like for instance, Bedrock, or you use Google Workspace and there is a Vertex AI coming out, you want to make sure that you track what features are available. Why? Because if your employees want to start recognizing images of products on a fridge shelf and you are looking for a recognition software, today it's obvious that it's part of the Google Vertex or whatever you AI engine you'll use. But a couple years ago, it was not that obvious. So usually employees want to look for a separate software, which again, creates a new licenses, new cost, new money that you need to, new logistics, new negotiations and other things. And you don't want to do that because then you have a lot of licenses. It's expensive to manage them. It's complicated. A lot of new processes and similar things. So that's why you need to create the ecosystems. And the last thing is the ecosystems will let you to manage that properly. And the last thing is that we actually get the results and all that knowledge in the short forms, videos, bite-sized learning, which I already mentioned. So what are the results? First of all, we cut the number of licenses by more than 20%. We put that in the ecosystem, so the speed up of knowledge getting from new release increased by at least 20%. What I mean by that is when the new feature of Amazon or something was available on the market, we were quicker by 20% of time to learn that feature and distribute that to people in a Maspec company to make sure that they understand there is a new feature. Time that is required for processing new ideas and requirements cut by 40%. That's possible because the process of gathering requirements, learning about those elements, automatically put them on the metrics was just automated or semi-automated, which actually removed a lot of manual activities that influences the time. Another thing is improved cooperation and understanding between IT department and business units through BITA framework implementation. Hard to measure in quantitative data, but a lot of qualitative factors improved. Increasing the involvement of key stakeholders in synchronization of business lines, that's also important. We increased number of synchronization, but decreased number of meetings, which from that perspective is very, very interesting. I would love to have as measured data here and more metrics, but unfortunately, that was started to be monitored when I was already signed off from the project when we've done that. So no data on this side. Then we created a list of 25, I believe it was 25 key indicators, KPIs, that were actually cataloged and available through people. So we cut time to market, which means like people that were interested to learning about KPIs their project needs to meet, that time was minimized by 90% or something because they can quickly go, see the indicators, pick them up, select those that are relevant to their projects and they have a supporting evidence that if that particular change in a company, group aspects will be implemented, that particular KPI will be changed with the probability of X or Z. So that's very important. And obviously we cut down cost of maintaining a software licenses, because naturally if people are using what you already have for the changes, your vendor power or your negotiating power with vendors is increasing because you buy more, but more specific things. But at the same time, you have less licenses in a company to maintain, which your overall cost decreased. So that's the results, we believe in that. So the question is, where is AI in it? That's beautiful about this project, that this project was not about the AI to make the AI happen. Because all of that is a foundation for bringing generative AI, machine learning projects, predictive projects, projects that are based on NLP, natural language processing, or image processing, or in the future, I hope, even video processing, under the roof of group aspects and project, and conduct those projects in a metrics-driven, automated or semi-automated way. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here. I really enjoy that. I really, really like you guys listening to this. And please remember, as a consultant, I brief in and brief out the feedback. It's a bread and butter I need for making my work better. So if you like it, please give a thumb up and subscribe. If you see a space of improvement, please leave me a comment or shoot me an email to contact@rxcusa.com. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Take care and bye-bye.